This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Interesting thing for you, John. I did a review of my video. It was too big a file before, and just a recording. I got it down to 52 megabytes. It's about 13 and a half minutes of a review of my patent, which is put together. It's my idea, by the way. I know we had some people had some shared ideas, including Dr. Bill Singh, immunologist working with the First Nations Board. But the fact is, I've been working with dendritic vaccines for 30 years in Germany and also now in Greece. I've been working on the area of immunotoxicology for 50 years since I was a medical student back in the Dalhousie in Halifax. I've done research in many things, including classified projects, infectious disease expert for the federal government and Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, bioterrorism, etc. So I'm not a minor player. I'm not just, quote, a family doctor. I'm a family doctor. I'm internal medicine. I'm a surgeon. I'm a trauma doctor. I'm a toxicologist. I'm an expert on chemical, biological, nuclear terrorism. And I have many other skill sets beside medicine, and I'm going to talk about some of those answers today. This article I have posted up right now is Antifa Targeting Rural Illinois Farmers, and I'd like you to talk about the article first. And I'm going to expand and give actually people concrete solutions to what we need to do to fix these problems. And I'm going to give them specific 1, 2, 3 bullet points of exactly what we need to do to fix many different issues in this country, and I'm going to give them the walking orders. And this, by the way, goes back to Trump. We're having a hell of a time getting through to Trump. The phalanx around him, the latest obscene thing is that Mr. Esper, the Department of Defense, is criticizing Trump, saying he's bringing in the military. Well, I don't want tanks there. But when the police won't do their job to control so the crowds are safe and won't hurt the safe protests against a chokehold by this guy. And by the way, you got to remember, George Floyd wasn't a lily white perfect person, skin color aside. He was a man who was murdered by a chokehold, by a guy leaning on his neck, it should never have happened, including chokeholds and other police forces. So we can't apologize for that. But when you have 11 complaints against a police officer and they just dismiss it, and there's other police officers who supposedly should have more sense, allows this guy to do this, they're co-conspirators. Now, that law needs to change, and that's easy to do. But we also need to give non-lethal technology to our police, but it's not just tasers, which go up to 25% if you hit the wrong part of the person, you can cause a cardiac arrest. Or rubber bullets, which you don't shoot at people, you shoot at the ground and it bounces up and hits them and stops them. Or, you know, clouds of, you know, pepper spray, whatever. One of the best things to have is a TCP gun, which basically up to 150 feet will hit you accurately. And you're not going to see for a couple of days. You're done. And then you zip tie the person, haul them off. I mean, you have a process where in the early 80s we got rid of our mental institutions. So all these drug addicts and insane people are on the streets or open, literally camping out in front of City Hall. That needs to change. We need to have a system set up to identify people, and the way to do it is this. Then I'm going to give the very specifics. Number one, if someone commits any crime, immediately they get the remands of 30 days of neuropsychiatric evaluation. They're not sent to a prison or whatever. They're sent to a medical institution who would evaluate them, even if it's in or out of state. That institution would do an MRI scan, a quantitative EEG, and blood test to see what's wrong with their brain, why they're screwed up, why they have an abnormal brain. Then you get into therapy sessions to deal with it, and they'd have to maintain toxicology so they couldn't have toxic drugs, toxic medications. For example, if you take Prozac called Kill You Jack, it'll de-repress you. So you, if you want to do violent stuff, like you're coming back from the war and you've got PTSD, you're going to kill yourself or your family. We know this. That's why I've changed the name of Prozac to Kill You Jack. Okay?
Yes.
It's, by the way, in our water supply. So you're not filtering all your water. Whether you like it or not, you're taking Prozac. Okay? Secondly, 5G network and all the electro pollution is jamming up people's normal brain. Mineral depletion is stopping their frontal lobes. If you actually check the number of people that did a quantitative EEG don't have voltages across their frontal lobes to inhibit their rage control nuclei, or the fact that neurotransmitters can't stop seizure-like activity in non-motor centers that regulate extreme violence, or they get genetic predispositions to violent behavior because it's in their mitochondrial genes. And by the way, mitochondrial genes that carry violent behavior is up to 20% in blacks and only about 1.5% to 2% in whites. Now, it doesn't mean It means they're genetically predisposed that they don't have a daddy, and they had bad food, and they got toxic vaccines that fry their blood-brain barrier, and we wonder why they become violent when they have to become violent to survive going back and forth to school. So they join a gang, and their gang fights another gang, and supposedly think that's going to survive. Same as the university students think, spoiled brats, that they go to university and they're taught by communist professors, Antifa is a good idea. No, fascism and terrorism don't work. Legal action works. You want to change the law, just like the first black lady in the bus. She didn't get in the bus because she protested. She got in the bus because she went to court. Call it proceeding litigant action. All the police forces across the country and in other countries should never use chokeholds and should never whip out a gun to you. Okay? For example, if I had a domestic problem, do you think I want to call the police? Of course not. Even though I'm white, I wouldn't want to call them. You know why? If I'm loud enough and screaming loud enough, they're going to shoot me because I may be the loudest person in the crowd that they're coming to the home to take care of, and I've called them. So our police are, number one, not the brightest bulb in the thing. They're not properly trained. They don't have non-lethal technology to rely on first. They don't have perimeter control systems. They don't have electronic, you know, drones that they can operate, that can control a crowd. We can give all this technology to our troops and our people, train them up, and if they misbehave, we grab their ass and they take them out of service and get them off the training and see if they're psychiatrically wrong. I know this when I work with Fair Force Academy. We're working with video games. We're worried with a video game we couldn't turn off what's called the kill reflex. In other words, they could train in a video game. If they get in a violent situation, they became out of control. In other words, the rage control fight or flight thing happens, and you got a violent beast, not a person anymore. And if they happen to have a weapon, whether it's an air jet with rockets on it, or a gun, or a slingshot, or a crossbow, or some other lethal weapon, or non-lethal weapon, even a pepper ball gun, they're going to hurt somebody. Now, if the police had insistence that they can't do chokeholds and so on, if they had insistence they'd use non-lethal weapons, even against somebody who has a gun, if they could activate a drone right away and the drone could zip in and go boom, hit him with a scalar frequency and knock him to the ground and knock him out, then we just zip time and haul our ass off to 30-day reconciliation. Once you've got a cuff on you, you cannot cause harm. The fact this guy was cuffed and he still had somebody with a knee on his neck, it shows disrespect for the humanity of the man, whether he has drugs in his system, because he did have a previous charge of 5 years of armed robbery, and he did have fentanyl and amphetamine in the system, but it doesn't matter. He's a human. It doesn't matter what his skin color is. Okay? But you can't confuse these issues. The reason why Antifa is there is not because they want to support George Floyd or to stop the violence of police or get non-lethal things that they can control crowds that are out of control. A lot of it's frustration. Frustration over the loss of jobs, frustration over the shuttering at home when there's no sense to it, the shuttering when we aren't building up herd immunity and not giving people nutraceuticals, the shuttering of increased poverty where a small percentage of the stock market are controlling everything and the people that are at the bottom end are losing more and more and more ground. I want a minimum income for every American, just like one of these kind of Democrat candidates. I don't want communism. I want it so that in each district, we need to work out what the minimum income is in a certain town or village, and whether it's the cost of your apartment or food, so you just have food and gasoline in your car, we can top up your wage. We don't force it on the employer to wipe them out of business. We top it up. We also have a health savings account so everybody can afford vitamins, nutraceuticals, and technology. We're all walking debt. And if we keep ourselves from ending up in a cardiac bypass or having an accident from a stroke in a car while you're driving or, you know, dying of cancer or whatever, not taking care of your family, we're all walking debts. We have to take care of ourselves. We don't. Our health care system is designed, we don't want doctors paid any more on fee-for-service. It should be an hourly wage. We want income neutrality. So if you're a cardiac surgeon, you get paid the same for talking to a person that's cutting their chest and cracking it open like a lobster. Okay? We want hospitals that don't go bankrupt. For example, right now when they shut down, a lot of doctors and clinics are closing and they're not coming back open. Cancer patients are getting care. Diabetic patients are getting care. People with screening for care for other serious health issues are not getting care. And that they have abortions as a vital service in places like Half Whitmore in Michigan. This is insanity. They want to let churches open. They call social distancing. Social distancing is BS. If you have a mask on to stop exosomes, you can be 1 foot from somebody, you're fine. The only reason why you wear a NIOSH mask and a goggle so you don't go and cough on somebody that could be sick or die from it. The thing is, when you're exposed to the virus, you're going to build up herd immunity if you take my nutraceuticals, period. That's the only way. That's why Sweden's doing so well. And yes, they sequestered their people that are sick, But you're only going to build up herd immunity if you're exposed to the virus. And you take nutraceuticals to build up normal immunity so you don't get sick and you get a minor thing or minor cold. The virus is even getting weaker. It's causing less and less people sick because people are adapting to it, okay? And they're spreading exosomes even when they talk to each other in their breath, transfers the DNA and the genetic material to the other people just breathing it in. So your comments and your suggestions. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I just received this information earlier this morning regarding Antifa's plan to target Sparta, Illinois, which is a small farming community where the citizens are completely unarmed. They have no firearms because that was banned by the state government. And as a result, they're very vulnerable, and Antifa knows about that. And Antifa's planning to go in and destroy farmhouses and kill livestock. It's a very serious situation.
They would not pick a place that has an armed public or ex-military, would they?
No.
They want to pick an unarmed place so they can actually make an example. They want a revolution, is what Antifa and the globalists want. They want America to surrender to world government. They want terrorism.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, John. So,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's some real obvious things here. Firstly, they've taken the issue, which is really nasty, about police violence. In fact, I'm sitting here in Vista, which is an 8-home gated community. But if I had a domestic issue, which I don't have, but if I had one, I'd be fearful even as a white person to call the police because I know they might use excessive force. Right?
Yes.
Now, if they started to use excessive force on me, I'm not exactly Mr. Pacifist. You probably know that, right?
That's
so
true.
I have non-lethal, you know, military-grade TCP guns. I also have shotguns with incendiary shells, and I have other advanced stuff I'm building. So if they want to come at me, including the military, they're going to get a hell of a shock because they're going to try to come and harm me if they want to use excessive violence. And I don't want to do this, but I'd kill a lot of them. Now, that should not happen. This society is getting too close to extremism. It should be that if you get a domestic call, someone comes with non-lethal weapons, and they have the ability to neutralize anybody who starts to get a little too shouty, too loud, whatever, and restrain them without harming them or putting a chokehold on them. The same thing in a crowd. The police have gotten away with this for so long, that's why when one officer gets charged, even a lot of time to get off, they make it a charge. For example, even if this guy gets charged with, say, second-degree murder, unless they can, there's a pretty high bar to actually prove second-degree murder. This is in the heat of the moment with this guy, obviously on the effect of drugs, on fentanyl, drugs in fentanyl, in his system, and methamphetamine. You have someone who may be hyper. I remember one young fellow. He was a young man in Vancouver back in 1977. And I was doing internal medicine at Vancouver General. And we had this one kid who periodically would get a marijuana, but it had angel dust in it. And he'd show up in the emergency to Vancouver General. It's a big emergency. So I have several hundred beds. It's a big one of the biggest emergencies in North America. And he would be violent as hell. You know, large machetes and guns and whatever the hell. And he was only a little guy, about 120 pounds. But let me tell you, even if you got all his weapons away from him, he was so strong when he was on these things, he could take a 200-pound orderly and throw him across the room. It'd take five or six people just to restrain him, and he was fighting so hard he'd actually rupture his ligaments from his bones. So you got to understand that the police are scared. They don't know what to do. And these are not necessarily bright people. They're brave people to actually do their job. But what do you want to do? If you start charging every single twist that the police do without giving them proper non-lethal technology and things to protect themselves, they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to go extreme lethal and neutralize a person because they don't have non-lethal technology, or they're not going to work. They're going to just quit and say, I can't do policing anymore. I'm going to go do something else. So how are you going to recruit people brave enough or stupid enough to do policing if everybody that does even something minor? We're not talking about chokeholds. We're talking about something that may be people don't like. For example, they don't like being hit by a pepper ball gun. Maybe you don't like being hit by a sound cannon or a thing that can drop you to the ground and paralyze you, even if it makes you hit your face on the ground because you've actually been cursing at the person when you've got a gun in your hand or a machete. You've got to chop somebody else or cut somebody else. It's your family member or some other person. And the police hit you with a weapon to neutralize you and you get injured because you fall. They didn't try to hurt you or kill you. So you have to understand, I know how to solve this problem, and you have to take all these people. There's a whole bunch of different sickies. You've got people that are sick because we have a mineral depleted soil, no daddies, social upholding, chronic poverty, drug addictions, a culture of violence, and if you aren't somewhat violent, if you're young black or Hispanic or other male living in inner city, you're not going to survive. It's like being a beast in Africa. You have to have these. That's why these genes were selected in Africa, so there's about 20%. Blacks carry these specific mitochondrial genes, but they're under extremely high stress. They're going to get super aggressive. That's part of the reason why when blacks, which are most of our blacks, by the way, over 90, probably 8%, have got white genes and they're hybrids, they're superior athletes and they're spiritually aggressive if you get them in a specific situation fighting in a sport, which is why you have an excessively high amount of people with black genes who are super athletes or whatever. That's because it's adapted to an environment in Africa that's freaking dangerous as hell. And if you're not aggressive, you're not going to survive with all the beasts and other tribes that want to kill you. So those genes are selected for before you die of violence and the wife's left with the kids or whatever after the other tribe killed you or your whatever. So you have to understand over thousands and tens of thousands of years, this is what happens. Now, you take that situation and you put the same black person in a Muslim country where there's no drug addictions, and they're actually less violent than they are in inner cities. The reason is they have a totalitarian control system. I don't agree with Islam, but there's no drugs allowed. If you get involved with drugs in these Muslim countries, man, you're beheaded. Your hands are chopped off. If you're involved in anything that's considered unacceptable in these places, you're done. They don't have any tolerance at all. I don't agree with that. I think they need help. I think these people have nutritional, metabolic, and parenting issues. And rather than having a totalitarian regime to control people, we need to have a system that's more caring.
Yes.
For example, when the social health care system moved in, and over the last 70, 80 years, when you took conservative Christian black families, which are probably more of a conservative than whites, and you then allow the women to have multiple boyfriends, having multiple kids from different fathers, and they actually send a portion of their check to their fathers off in prison. I've actually got reports from many multiple sources over the years that some black, aggressive black males that are very sexually active have fathered up to 20 or 30 children, and they're getting partial checks from mamas all over the freaking state or other states because they're the daddy, and they're in prison or they're out doing stuff, and they're getting a partial check from their mama saying, hey, here's your check, because you know you're the biological daddy. Now, the daddy's not there to stop the kid from being violent or joining a gang, but he's the biological daddy. And the mother knows that. And the state's actually decreed that they want to be the parent. They want to be the daddy. But they're not there when the kid gets violent or gets exposed to danger going back and forth to school or to work. Or there to stop him from getting drugs or ending up with, if he gets mentally ill because he's got a genetic predisposition to bad nutrition because he's eating crap. I mean, we create the situation and we wonder why it happened. We shouldn't wonder. It's like, you know, stirring up the witch's brew of, you know, a violent, degenerative society. The IQ of the average American has dropped 7 points per decade in the last 20 years. The average fertility has dropped 75% drop in male sperm count and male hormone. We have, as I said before, we've turned our males into girly men and sexual perverts and drug addicts, and they're hoping to have the next drug to make them narcotized. That's why the state wants to give more narcotic drugs, including now magic mushrooms besides marijuana. But I don't agree with 7% of people that take marijuana. A lot of people don't get in trouble. 7% take marijuana, become psychotic, which means they go crazy. And it's genetic. I can do the gene test and I can tell you who's going to go crazy with getting, you know, the hallucinogens and marijuana. Okay? She's like, oh, Dr. Deagle, you don't know that? Yeah, I'm Dr. Deagle. Who do you think you are, doctor? I said, I can give you the blood test to tell you and the brain scans to tell you what's going to happen. I mean, I can tell you, just like the movie My Young Frankenstein, why they have an abnormal brain, you know? You put a abnormal brain in a 6'8" diet? Well, what do you expect to happen? Especially if that abnormal brain is in a person on drug addiction, poverty, having a crappy diet with no daddy. What do you expect? Right?
Yes, exactly.
It's a formula for catastrophe. By the way, the Satanists behind Antifa and the globalists, they want catastrophe. They want to kill most of us. They want to chip the rest of us. They want to reduce the population. They want us all chipped in their matrix by social distancing so they see what our carcass is to a cubic meter.
This is a pandemic survival.
Ask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us onto a long period of growth We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Investors on Wall Street happy with that news, as at the closing bell, the Dow was up 829 points to finish at 27,110. The S&P added 82, and the NASDAQ improved 198 points. Protests in many cities are expected to continue over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating.
Tennis star Roger Federer is now the highest paid athlete, earning more than $106 million last year. That combines both his winnings in tennis and endorsements. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Says, I would like to urge to read the following articles from Antifa. This, by the way, I think was the one sent to the president. By the way, I'm going to give you the 13-minute, it's now a private video, it's not open on YouTube, about 13 and a half minutes of my video for the patent. When I, right now I'm working, trying to negotiate. My patent officer I was working with, Russ, unfortunately wanted a little bit too much money, so I'm going to have to go with my other patent officers, but if you can kind of check to me and to NutriMedical, even on a monthly basis, so we can cover the legal costs of getting this done. What I'm worried about is not just this pandemic, but, you know, COVID-19 is followed by COVID-20 or 21, other variants of the virus or other pandemics. The globalists are not finished. They've been trying to release pandemics for decades. HIV, SARS-1, MERS, Ebola, and they have a new version of Ebola being released in Africa. The only problem is it's so damn lethal, 50%. And it doesn't spread like this virus. This has got gain of function. The problem is even the gain of function is going away. That's why they're not having us research into cases in Florida and Texas. So the globalists, our numbers aren't working. Oh my God, we hope to have 2.2 million dead Americans. We're not. You see, Bill Gates just wringing his hands, Mr. Megadeth, and he has an MD Megadeth. And Dr. Fauci, Victor Fakey, his wife was, by the way, involved with these vaccine companies and all of her things. I mean, Fauci's wife is also evil, too. I mean, so is Bill Gates' wife, Melinda. She even has an upside-down cross of the... It's called the Satanic Cross of Jesus upside down, you know? It's really evil-looking, and you look at her chest. People have to understand, we're being ruled by people of clay and iron. They're not just self-centered, evil, or sexually perverted humans. They're being indwelt by transdimensional evil entities from other worlds. Now, I don't care what you think about that. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's every holy book of every civilization on earth has it embedded in their teaching from every religion on earth. But that's been the case ever since the human race has been a human race. So if you think what Dr. Deagle's saying is an anomaly, and I'm just a liar, and if you got rid of me, it would go, that truth would go away, it's not going to go away. It's in your Bible, it's in the Bhagavad Gita, the Umashanas, Upanishads, the Book of Urantia, it's in the Book of the Dead, it's in the Sefi Zaira, it's in every holy book, even the books from, say, Credo Mutwa in South Africa. So this is not Deagle's anomaly, okay? Shut up and stop saying, if I get rid of the messenger will go away. It will. All right? Right now, we need to wake up to the fact that I can give you concrete solutions to every problem, whether it's protecting our power grid, stopping our incoming earthquakes, stopping coronal mass ejection, causing kill shot, stopping climate manipulation, opening up primary water, having safe distribution of high information content without electro pollution. All these things are possible in a safe, violent-free, safe world that people can all have safe food, a warm bed, a safe way to go back and forth to work or school without dying in either traffic or whatever, and elimination of illegal drugs in our society, which, by the way, is being encouraged by the globalists to use this money for off-world space projects, deeper underground cities, and other weird crap, because there's only one drug cartel run by the Tool Society through the thing called Project Omega they conceived in the 1930s, which we in America actually completed in 1982 with George Bush Sr. You have to understand the Five Eyes is just one example of the global control of all the intel agencies being our shadow governments of the world. That's why, you know, Brenner and Clapper and all those other maniacs think, they warned Trump, you can't do da-da-da-da, because they think they're the government. They're not elected. There's the satanic dictators who run everything. So when I see all these things in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they don't care about Black Lives. You know, I'm not a racist. I care about everybody. I don't care if they're here in this country or other countries. What we have is they want to get rid of most of us. They want to kill the weak and elderly. They want to get rid of the poor. They want to give them such bad nutrition when they give them vaccines and so on, they get cancer, die early from other illnesses. Or they live in such poverty, they die of violence. And the human lifespan in America has been contracting the last few years. We're not living longer. We're living shorter, sicker, stupider, more sterile, more violent, and more sexually perverted. Because even our sexuality is being destroyed. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, there's one thing that you went over, I think, a little too quickly, and that's your patent. I think the American public and especially our listeners right now should understand the significance of your patent because it's entirely different than the vaccines. It's something that's taken orally, like the Sabin polio.
It's way more advanced than that. Let me explain how the body works. Every living thing, from birdies to insects, whatever, contains a thing called solid-state memory of its biological action of its cells, tissues, and organs. It's called microtubules. Inside a cell is what's called a MVS, which are vesicles. These vesicles contain many little particles called exosomes. Exosomes are like a little USB port that contains DNA, RNA, enzymes, and proteins, and so on. And that's actually the way of transferring information to make your cellular tissues aware of something. It's like, if you want to call it, the internet of your cells talking, your immune cells talking to each other, and even your brain. For example, when you record memory in your brain, you record a non-linear, stochastic, fuzzy logic, vortex masked hologram that's non-localized through a facilitated pathways, but then the ultimate storage is actually in solid-state memory. And in fact, I worked out the mathematics of how all living things work in solid-state memory. My first lecture was on this 38 years ago called Phonon Measure Cytogen X. Now, you got to understand, the dark side wants to recruit Deagle. They tried multiple times to say, this guy's not just average smart, or just so much smart, because even my relatives treat me like crap. To be honest with you, they think I'm an idiot. That's because they're idiots and they don't understand. I can explain this in science to them. And this is very simple, this process. You take a dendritic cell, which is a memory cell in the immune system, you expose it to sigma-1 protein, 3 to 5 days later, you extract the exosomes, you put in my liposomes and my Lonza, you know, capsigel DR, delayed release capsules, it goes down past your stomach acid and pepsin, releases it into the my cells in your terminal ileum. You know, cells are then transmitted to the other immune cells in your T and B cells through your splenic circulation, which is like an IV from your terminal ileum to your liver and your spleen. And your immune cells say, oh, I went to, you know, Sigma-1 University. I know how to recognize the Sigma-1 protein of a nanoparticle. And by the way, viruses cannot infect you. Only exosomes that carry them. That's why this was not a leak virus that got out of the lab there. It was an exosome carried by someone in their breath or their blood or bodily tissues like stool. That's why someone's stool can infect you even 6 weeks after they've recovered, because exosomes coming from their stool can get in the air. Even flushing the toilet can come back and infect you. If I'm in Hong Kong. Now, you got to understand here, what I've discovered is going to transform medicine. It means I can give you an exosome for a human or an animal to help fight any pathogen, Lyme disease, measles, whatever. I can give you a specific trained exosome to turn off autoimmune disease, thyroid, autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, lupus. And I can give you an exosome training to seek and destroy a cancer that is covering itself up to hide itself by creating fibronectin capsule and evading your immune system or suppressing nonagulase. And that, if I give you those capsules, let's say I know a specific glycoprotein is associated with certain breast cancer, you're predisposed to, you have the specific gene predisposition to a certain kind of women's breast cancer, rather than doing a bilateral mastectomy, I give you, say, 3 to 4 days of taking these, you know, these exosome capsules called EduCaps, I call absolutely EduCapsules. They're educating your immune cells. EduCapsules, DR, delayed release Lonza capsules. And guess what? Your body would say, oh, I found a cell of cancer in your right lobe of your breast and the other compartment. You gotta remember now, every day your body generates hundreds of cancer cells, so your trillions of cells in your body. But normally when your immune system's working, you get proper nutrient support and technology, and you take the right supplements like ellagic acid, malignant block, etc., your body seeks and destroys the cancer. It's only when it manages to evade the normal immune defenses and get large enough to suppress your body by generating nonagulase and covering itself with a fibronectin capsule that it become a primary or secondary tumor. So my technology, if properly patented, will transform medicine and animal husbandry forever. It'll also lengthen human lifespans dramatically, because no one will die of a pathogen anymore, or autoimmune disease, or cancer anymore. And any genetic abnormalities that occur as you get older that actually cause a good part of what we call aging will disappear like a vapor cloud in a high, sunset, let's say, in a Scottish highland. It'll disappear like a vapor.
Yes.
Human beings will live hundreds of years without any illness. How's that?
Yes.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Minutes. And we're coming back. So let's continue. We've actually got we actually talked a bit with the last of that break on our little video. The solution to these things are simple, and I want to mention a couple of things. Number one, Trump, you need to listen to us, and you need to specifically listen to me and my co-hosts like John W. Spring, people like Gary Richard Arnold, people like Pastor Butch Baugh. These are all believers, by the way, that submit to God and realize that you, Donald Trump, are losing the election already. If they actually had an election today, despite the fact that Joe Biden is a sock puppet, this moron Joe Biden, who probably should be in a nursing home, is going to win the election. That's what I say right now. Now, you're going to win it if you do three things. Number one, you start a direct line communication with Dr. Bill Deagle and John W. Spring and our others. So number one, realize the Russians have those nuclear missiles not to attack us, but to get us to surrender to world government. And Nicaragua and Laurentian Island and the Orinoco River. Number two, the reason why we've had our internet open so that it can be attacked by other nations, including somebody in Bulgaria in his basement, or China and Huawei and all these companies doing this, is because the globalists, including the Wall Street, want us to surrender to a world government and world control with a digital control money system, like China now, where everything's on their damn cell phone, and eventually that cell phone will be miniaturized and eventually be in us. Just like the chips that Bill Gates developed, which are nanodust, they're actually, if you want to call them nanobots, that actually will interface with your DNA and eventually your cortex, like the lithium nanolace that Dr. Lieber, this guy, this genius guy working at Harvard, working at the 1000 Talents Program, was working on multiple projects, including reverse engineering of the Antifa, of the program, with the bat lady, Jin Zhangyi, so that she could actually insert this gene to jump the species of this virus. It was actually a hybridized virus from the Austrian lab. We went over this with Dr. Francis Boyle, that had the HIV genes to destroy your mitochondria through hydroproxy radical, and the gain of function from Dr. Barrick in University of North Carolina, and all these agencies in America, and including even the Netherlands, were collaborating with the Chinese to create this. When the Chinese decided, hey, we're going to go to war with America, in May of 2019, they did. They decide we can't make a race-specific bioweapon, so we'll just vaccinate ourselves against it and we'll release the plague. But then when it did happen, actually caused by the vaccine, it wasn't just a leak from the lab. This is stupid. The virus doesn't just jump species all of a sudden. We know this. There's an Israeli doctor just this last week came out and said he's absolute proof. The ability of this virus to only grow specifically in humans with a sigma-1 protein means it was a lab virus. And it only can infect you in an exosome, which means it has to have a little bus with a cell membrane, DNA, RNA, and enzymes in order to be able to infect you, which means it came from somebody who was vaccinated. Period. Okay? So that's why when the Belt and Road people went back to Iran and Italy, the case fatality rate is like 5 or 10 times higher than anywhere else because they're giving off tons of exosomes because they work right beside people in the garment industry or construction in Iran, and there are communist Chinese functionary attachments to communist China.
Yes.
The communists can't control it, too, because it's mutating. They won't even hack in and find out my technology. Well, do you have to go? Can you save us? I want to save your people. I don't want to save the communist regime. Communism needs to go away. We need representative government. By the way, we don't even have it in America because without an active, proceed litigant, operative public, which, by the way, before they get their walking through their trade or go to middle school, they should all have the equivalent of this how to win in court 25-hour course. If you aren't proceed litigant active and you leave it up to the lawyers to run things and the politicians, or 85% of our politicians are attorneys, they're corrupt. I call it part of the slitherocracy, the left side of the beast, which is called the evil party, the Democrats, the demon rats, and the right side of the party, which is the stupid party. And that includes Trump, by the way. You're stupid. Why didn't you declare Antifa a criminal activity 2 or 3 years ago? Why didn't you start considering the fact that if you want to police different areas of the country or increase non-lethal weapons, why don't you announce the fact that you want to start redistributing income so it doesn't just make stock markets look great? You know the stock market took off this morning even though the country's in riots right now? Giant jump in the stock market. At the same time, more and more people are poor. 40 million people have lost their jobs. 20 million of them are not going to ever get them back again. You wonder why they're rioting? They're not rioting over Mr. Floyd. They're rioting over the fact that they're pissed. They're more poor, more malnourished, more vaccinated, more toxic from drugs, more repressed, more see no hope at the end of this, and their churches are dead. The Christian churches in this country are dead. The Christian churches around the world, the Muslim churches, the Jewish churches, all the public religions to me are a poor excuse for relationship with the infinite creator God. And they don't give people any real hope. They just give them what I call a soporific kind of substitute to make them feel good about the fact that their life is going to end and maybe they'll go to a better place. In fact, I saw a series I couldn't possibly watch. Somebody recommended it. It's called The Good Place. It's a movie series by some Hollywood idiot. It said some woman inadvertently got a lot of points because they thought she was an attorney and did all these good things. And if you got enough points, you went to the good place. If you didn't, you went to the bad place. This is completely luciferic. This is the kind of greedy crap that we have and why the churches are dead. Get out of them. Get out of the political system. Get out of the churches. Get out of the big cities. Start realizing that the system is dying. Now, we are not personally going to defeat the New World Order. I know that. I understand that. We're going to get a period of grace if we support Trump. At least we can get him partly awake, but he needs to start listening. He's not. Right now, he's a self-appointed idiot with a bunch of devils and manipulators around him. Even look at this guy, Asper. His own Minister of Defense saying he disagreed with him. Look at this Mattis guy criticizing Trump. I don't want tanks in there. What the hell is Mattis doing making statements like this? And Esper saying we're not going to obey the president. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
this is a full force revolt against the elected officials. The only difference between a totalitarian regime is the military are not in control. They're in control by the elected representatives of the people. And when the military and the Pentagon start saying things that disagree with the president, say they're not going to follow orders, you do not have a constitutional republic. You have a totalitarian police state by the friggin' military. Even if they haven't rolled down your city yet, they've already made the statements of, we are your boss, and the globalists who run us run you. Okay? And if you don't think a few years from now they might have a killer robot like, you know, the one on, you know, on the movie Terminator, or some killer autonomous drone that can whip in and see right through the sidewall of your bedroom and hit you with a scalar beam or do stuff to you. Oh, no, they can't do that. I'm saying, you know what? You're an idiot, and I'm not. How's that? What do you think of that? And people say, Dr. Deagle, you won't answer my questions. I said, raise a freaking question. I'll answer it. But you know what? People don't have the balls, male or female, to ask me a straight question and want the answer. They want to think, if I make enough of a hominem attack and treat you like crap, you just shut up. That just makes me madder. I'm only going to shut up when the last oxygen molecule leaves my body and I go home to be with heaven for God in eternity. And God says, you know what, Deagle? You have suffered enough. your blood, your breath, your life you've given to these people, and they still didn't listen. Some listened, and they're going to be saved, and others, you're not their angel of life, you're the angel of death, because they're going to friggin' suffer first and die later. And if they take stupid vaccines, it'll ruin their health, or if they submit and give their guns over and they have a police state, or if they have an open border and there's no country anymore, where just anybody's a free-for-all and just print as much money as they want, you have to have a real economy. You can't just print money. If demon rats get in, like Biden, he's just going to print money. He's not going to fix anything. He wants open borders. He wants to disarm the public. He wants even to, you know, they want to disband the police. Can you imagine cities like Los Angeles, a giant city like L.A. without police? My God, I wouldn't go visit it, would you?
No, but they're trying to disband the police right now.
I mean, you got to understand, the people that make these statements, you know, whether they're Hollywood movie starlets or whatever, or politicians, I would grab their ass, put them in a posy jack with an antipsychotic, and put them in a psychiatric facility for 3-day eval. That statement alone is enough to just get you. No, we're not talking about committing a crime. We're committing a mental harbinger of destruction. This is really not acceptable. This is satanic suicide of society. And it's not related to COVID-19, by the way. It's fading away. Oh, why didn't it come back in Florida and Texas? That's because the virus is no longer as infected because herd immunity is starting to happen. Naturally, even though people won't take all my nutraceuticals. So when I hear the stupid stuff by these people, it makes me ill. I'm thinking, stop it. And I don't even get people to disagree with me on air or off air, except they make stupid comments once in a while. Like one lady last night, she made a comment on YouTube that, you didn't answer a question. I said, well, raise a freaking question, lady. I beg people to tell me freaking questions. All I beg you now, just you're a very smart guy, over IQ 200. Ask me any question, and if I don't have the answer, I'll break the problem down. Go ahead. We got a minute left. Go ahead.
Well, to be honest, I can't think of anything right now except that we have so much hypocrisy. Leaders.
You see, remember now, evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. We need to pray for those who do evil. We need to pray for those that are stupid. We need to pray for our police that put chokeholds on people. We need to pray for people that are drug addicts and have no daddy. We need to pray for people eating garbage food and their brain that are fried because of the vaccines we gave them.
Yes.
We need to pray for society that sidelines people because they're poor and they have no future and they can't even turn on the heat to heat up their apartment because they're getting more and more poor. We got to pray for people that are monsters like the guy that owns Amazon and he's going to side with Antifa. Are you kidding me? That's because you're making more money. The more things get shut down, buddy, that's why. Isn't it true?
Yes, it is.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
The Defense Kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.